This is the Employment Law Show.
Welcome to it. It is 6:32. Good to have you around for the half hour. We hope you stick around. Skoll's here, and momentarily we'll have Leora Sanfiu on with us. And reaching out to Leora anytime we're not doing the show, it's simple, right? 1-855-821-5900 is how you do that. Help at employmentlawyer.ca. If we have some time tonight, we'll try to get to your emails. And let's talk about your problems, because nothing is too big or too out there for us to handle when it comes to your employment law rights and your workplace rights as well. We're going to cover off this. Yes, you have rights, even if, and we'll get down to those talking points in just a bit. But as always, Leora, starting with the case of the day, pal, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Johnny, great to be here. Great to be talking employment law. Great to be solving all these workplace issues that people have. And, you know, I know people have, because I've been doing this for 21, 22 years now. And I speak to people every single day. They email me, they call me, and they want to know how to resolve those problems. So if you're one of those individuals where things are not going perfectly at work, you're listening to the right show at the right time now. You're going to find out about your legal rights. You're going to be educated about the law, and you'll have the opportunity. You have that opportunity right now to call in with your questions and ask the simple question, what do I do? I can tell you what to do. I can tell you what to say or not to say. Sometimes you don't want to say something to your employer. Whatever the issue, whatever the problem is, we can solve it, whether it's wrongful dismissal, constructive dismissal, human rights issue, being mistreated, bullied, et cetera, you name it. There's answers and solutions right here, right now, so call us. But where I like to always start, of course, case of the day, I spoke with a gentleman that worked for a very, confident company. Unfortunately, this gentleman lost his job, and this has never happened to me before, so you're going to like this, John.
Okay.
This employer said, listen, we've offered you a very good package. In fact, we're so confident that our package is good, that we want you to go see a lawyer. And in fact, there's this guy on radio, all right? His name is Lior Samfiru or something.
Close.
And close enough, right? And we should call him, because our severance package is so good. We want you to talk to him, and he'll tell you how good the severance offer is. So he said, okay, I'll call this Lior guy. So he called me, and I spoke to him. So let me give you his stats.
Okay.
So this guy had been with his employer for just under 2 years, all right? And his employer offered him 1 month's severance, 4 weeks. And to be honest with you, he thought that this is probably a good offer. Clearly, the company thought it was a good offer, because mm-hmm. they told him, call this guy. Well, guess what, John? It's not a good offer.
No.
It's a terrible offer. In this particular situation, I assessed him as being owed about 4 months, so 4 times what they've offered him, not even close. So here's the thing. I think that when they hear from me, they probably are not going to like me as much anymore, because I'm going to tell them, you've wrongfully dismissed this person. You owe him 4 times the amount of severance that you've offered him. So I'm going to help him get that. And, you know, funny story as it is, the lesson here is not funny. The lesson here is very important. And that is, number one, chances are, no matter who your employer is, that they probably owe you a lot more than what they've offered, maybe a lot more than what your employer has realized. But also, going back to short service employees, this gentleman had worked for his employer for less than 2 years, not a very long time, of course. But even in that situation, he was owed easily 4 months severance, and that's conservative. So not 1 month, not 3 weeks, not 7 weeks, 4 months for him. So chances are, if you're in that situation, you're maybe a short service employee, haven't worked a long time, company lets you go, you're probably owed several months severance. What do? You call me, just like this guy did. Let's make sure you get everything you're owed.
I can see the memo the next day, you know, going around the inter office going, memo to everybody, next time we let you go, do not call Lior. That was a mistake. We retract that advice, and you know what I mean?
Whatever you do, don't call this Lior guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I have never had a company that terminates an employee refer that employee to me. Oh. It never happened before, and I'm pretty sure after this, it's never going to happen again.
You got that right. 416-870-6400 to reach out to us now here on air. You don't worry about being wrong. Just ask your questions, and Lee are always ready to answer them. 416-870-6400. Want to get into our main topic for the day. Yes, you have rights, even if, and a lot of these things will surprise you, and that's why we're doing this particular segment, this topic tonight. You have them even if you believe your employer is starting to build up a case against you with those bad performance reviews. How about that?
So oftentimes I get people calling me saying, oh my God, I'm in this jam. I don't think there's any rights that I have. I think my employer has all the rights. I'm stuck. I'm in this dead end. Well, not the case. That's almost never true. And some examples we're going to go through right now. And the first one, as John said, is when your employer is building a case against you. Negative reviews or maybe putting you on a performance improvement plan. And you can see the writing on the wall. They're trying to push you out. They're trying to make you either leave or find reason to let you go. So what do you do here? What are your rights? Well, first of all, if in fact you think that the performance reviews are bogus, they're not accurate, they're deliberately done to make you look bad, they're not factually correct. That alone, by the way, the fact that those performance reviews are false, that alone could be a constructive dismissal. If your employer is treating you in bad faith in that way, and not properly assessing you and accusing you of things that are false, and they don't have the goods to back it up, that is bad enough. That could be a constructive dismissal. So you may be able to treat what your employer is doing and how your employer is dealing with you as a termination and require them to pay you severance. But beyond that, if that's not what you want to do, just respond to it. If you think that the performance review is bogus, it's not accurate, they're building a case against you for no reason, say in writing why you disagree. Send an email to explain that it's not accurate, you don't agree with it, you don't think it's fair, and tell them why. By doing that, you're going to make it almost impossible for the company to let you go for cause. You're going to make it impossible for the company to manufacture that reason, and you're going to preserve your rights. So very important, you do have rights, even if the company you work for is building a case against you. And if you're not sure what to do, call me.
And with that, we'll take a short break. Get lots more underway. We'll keep going. Tuesday night edition, Employment Law Show, right here, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Employment Law Show.
Exactly. Welcome back to it. So good to have you along for the ride here on a Tuesday. What we're talking about is, yes, you even have rights, or you have rights even if these things have occurred to you. You may not realize it, but that's why we're lifting the stone and looking what's underneath. But you can always carry on after the show, though. We tell you to do that at your own pace. That's 1-855-821-5900, help at employmentlawyer.ca, and that incredibly useful website, which is created, built just for you to use free and anonymously with the severance calculator included in it, and that is pocketemploymentlawyer.ca, all one word, really handy. Check that out. Okay, number two here, Lior. Yes, you have rights even if you're put on a temporary layoff with a promise to be called back to work.
So your employer says to you, okay, sorry, employee, maybe business is a bit slow. We're going to put you on a temporary layoff, but don't worry. We're going to call you back in 90 days. So oftentimes people call me in that situation, assuming that that's it. They don't have any rights. It's a temporary layoff. I'm not let go. Company said they're going to call me back. So I guess I'm stuck. And for the next 90 days, I'm sitting at home, not getting my salary and have to make ends meet. Well, no, not at all. Remember, we're talking about rights that you have. And in this case, because your employer does not have the right to put you on a temporary layoff in most cases, you have the right to consider that layoff as a termination of employment. Even if the company is intending to bring you back, even if they promise to bring you back at some point down the road, your employer can't just put you off work that way. They're not allowed to do that unless, of course, they've done it before and you let them get away with it. Well, now they may have gained the right to do it again. But if that's never happened, you've never been put on a temporary layoff, now they want to do that, no, they can't. That's a constructive dismissal. So the right that you have, number one, is you can accept if you want and sit at home and wait to see what happens. But the other right that you have is to say, no, I'm not accepting this. This is not okay. I'm treating this as a termination. Now I'm going to get my severance. I'm just going to move on to another job. You absolutely can do that. If that's your situation, if you're in that temporary layoff, you call me and we make it happen.
Is that more often your advice rather than giving them the right down the road to do it again? Then things can really start to tumble and get really bad for you.
Yeah, it really is my advice in most cases. I think it's a very bad situation to be put in where all of a sudden your employer can put you on a temporary layoff whenever they want. So the effect of that would be you work for a few months, you're off for a few months, back and forth. That's no way to work. You're going to end up quitting anyway, except if you do it down the road, you won't get severance. You can get severance right now. So that's the best option.
Again, 416-870-6400, getting your calls here in a moment. But yes, you have rights, even if you've been asked to sign a new employment agreement and given a deadline. How about that? Pressure's on.
So the employee, we need you to sign a new agreement. We need you to sign this by Monday or else you don't have a job here. Or we'll consider you to have lost, to abandon your job. Happens all the time. Today is Tuesday, John. I already had two people call me with this exact situation in the first 2 days of this week. So let's be very clear here on what your rights are. First of all, when your employer wants you to sign a new employment agreement, if you've already been working for the company, that's bad news. It's never a good thing. Your employer is not doing this because they want to give you something. They're doing this because they want to take away something, take away rights that you would have. So it's never a good idea. That employment agreement can do many things, which I'm not going to get into right now, but many things that are problematic to you. And that deadline is meaningless, okay, because they can't make you. So here's what happens. If you don't sign it, chances are they'll back off. If they don't and they let you go because of it, they have to pay you your full severance. What they would want to do is want you to sign that agreement that properly limits your severance so that down the road, if they let you go, they don't have to pay you that full amount. Don't let them get away with it. If you're asked to sign a new employment agreement, let me see it before you do anything, before you sign it, and never fall for that pressure tactic. In many cases, it's better to lose your job rather than sign that employment agreement.
We're getting back to those points momentarily. Ryan, standing by. Ryan, thanks for taking the time, pal. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for listening to me. I've listened to your show a lot of times, and I've listened to you guys, lawyers. I've recently been let go of my job after 7 years, and everything that you guys are saying right now actually applies to me. They gave me documents to sign, which I never signed. After 7 years, the company changed hands, and then all of a sudden there was kind of new rules. I was diagnosed with emphysema, which I had never reported to my HR director. Somehow, they hired a consultant. They fired all the supervisors. There was no supervisor. We had a consultant that the company hired that actually fired the supervisor and then took over his position. And I reported, yes, my being diagnosed with this, with my emphysema, to him. But I'm not in the disabled stage yet. Anyway, so they started forcing me, and they gave me a doctor's note with all these kind of questions on it. Like they wanted me to fill out like it was a disability form, asking me, can you do this? Can you do that? I took it to my doctor. My doctor looked at it and laughed, said, I don't even know what this is, Ryan. He says, I'm going to take it as a doctor's note. And we had a discussion, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to get him in trouble. But he said, he told me it was completely legal. He said, they are trying to push you out. So after 7 years, they said, after I signed it, I didn't sign it. Sorry. After I got it filled out by my doctor, and he says, yes, he has medical conditions and he has no restrictions right now. But because I asked them to fix the ventilation in the building, all that, after 7 years, they fired me in the new year. I got fired January 29th for missing 3 days in my allotted 3 days, right? Because everyone, I guess, in Ontario, right, you get 3 days off, right? Or something like that.
So,
at least.
So, Ryan, what did they offer you? What did they offer you?
No, they didn't offer me anything. They gave me a questionnaire. They tried to set me up. So they said, take this to your doctor, have it filled out. And you said, ask questions, don't sign anything. And I did. I've written multiple emails to them. Where did you get this from? I asked my HR director, who even told you about this? You know what I mean? I never reported my lung disease to you anything. Nothing.
Right. I said, so Ryan, so here's the thing. The timing here suggests to me very strongly that you were let go because you reported that medical condition that you have. And if the decision to let you go was based even in part on the fact that you reported this medical condition, that's a human rights violation. That's illegal.
It's horrible, right?
And beyond that, of course, Ryan, you're certainly going to be owed severance unless you did something awful, like you stole, you hit someone, you committed fraud. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, of course. You're owed severance, and after 7 years, you could easily be owed as much as a year's pay. So there's a lot here that we need to do. And you say you've listened to the show for a while, so I think you hopefully know what's the next step, which is to call me in the office so we can sit down, go over everything together, and then I can help you get everything that you're owed.
Yeah, I would like to do that, but I get all amped up and on here, and I'm just a working right. guy, and I'm tired of taking it. I'm sure there's 1,000 other people in my same position. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they're hearing you, right? They're hearing you for sure. So what I want you to do is I'm going to give you this number again. I'm sure you've heard it 100 times, but I'm going to give it to you again. And for anybody else listening who's feeling just as passionate, right? 1-855-821-5900. Make that call. Again, a much lengthier discussion with Lior and his team for sure. But just like Ryan, 416-870-6400 is how you get those questions on air and asked. It's Angela. Hi, Angela. Good evening. Thanks for hanging on. How are you?
Great, thanks. Love the show, guys.
Appreciate
very informative.
It. Thank you. Go ahead.
I have a question in regards to my husband. He's worked for a company for 30 years, and there's a group of, say, 8 in his department. And they all work the same shift, where they'd have either nights, weekends, or days. It's a rotating shift. Well, in the last 3 years, they've changed my husband's shift to strictly days, which he does not want. He wants to continue with the same shift that everyone else is, also because when you work weekends and that, you get a shift premium. So to him, he's losing quite a percentage of money. He has brought it up to his team leader, saying, you know, this is not something I want. I want to be, continuing same shift as them. And they said, you know, due to business demands, we can't accommodate you. I was just wondering if there's anything that can be done about that.
And this happened about 3 years ago, Angela?
Yeah, and he's constantly complaining. He's going to complain again to his boss, and he's thinking about going to his boss's boss and possibly HR.
And he's not part of a union, is that right?
No, that's right.
Okay. So the problem is that from a legal standpoint, he would have had the rights to force the issue, but those rights expired a long time ago. Because what happens is if the company does something that they're not allowed to do, in this case, they were not allowed to change a shift the way they did. When the company does that, you have a small window to deal with that, to force them to change or to treat it as a constructive dismissal. But by not doing that, by continuing to work, even though he's complaining, of course, but over the last three years, he's considered to have accepted what they've done. And because he's accepted it, he can't actually force them to backtrack. So from a legal standpoint, there's nothing that can be done to actually force them. I certainly think that it's a good idea for him to try to convince them and to speak to whoever he wants. Maybe he can reason with them and they can help him out. But in terms of forcing them and in terms of using the law to force the issue, unfortunately, because it's been now 3 years, there's nothing that he can do.
Okay. Even though on the schedule, he's still on the schedule. It's just that the same schedule everybody else works. He's on that schedule. But he doesn't have to work it, even though his name is on it.
Yeah, even though. If they change the shift, so now he only works days instead of the shift he used to work before, because it's been that long, the law says you've accepted it now. And because you've accepted it, we can't force the company to backtrack on this.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Angela. Sorry about the outcome. But what kind of window would he have had? A few weeks, maybe?
Yeah, a few weeks, and potentially could have been even a bit longer if he said, listen, I don't know if this is going to work for me. I'm going to try it for the next couple of months. But after a couple of months, I'm going to tell you if I'm okay with it or not. He could have extended it. But certainly anything beyond that, you know, it's been 3 years now. He's considered to have accepted it. That's why it's very important. If you're facing a change to the terms of your employment, in this case, it was a change to a shift. So if you're facing that change or change in hours, your responsibilities, a demotion, change in pay, you have a short window to deal with that. So as soon as that happens, you call me. We need to talk about how to deal with that. In many cases, there's a way to force the company to backtrack. And if they don't, you may be able to pursue a constructive dismissal case and get severance. But if you sit on those rights, they're going to expire.
Yeah. Get Kevin on the line here. Kevin, thanks for taking the time. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, guys. I got a question about a co-worker. She's been with the company for probably close to 50.
We still got Kevin? He's there in spirit. I don't know if we actually still got him. Must have dropped. We'll see if we can get Kevin back. But we can go back to our main topic for the evening, and that was, yes, you have rights, even if, well, we just came up on the employer has changed your job or hours for business reasons. We just covered that with Angela. So this one, your employer isn't being cooperative in accommodating your medical restrictions. There you go. These are all very common, and they're all coming up, which is amazing.
And I get this very often. One of the top five questions that I get asked is, you know, I need accommodation and my employer says, nah, we just can't do it. So let's talk about what this all means and what your rights are. You have to remember that this obligation to accommodate you, if you need modified duties, modified hours, etc., because of a medical condition, that obligation is a serious one and a very strict one. So your employer has to do it even if it's difficult, even if it's going to cause them some headaches and some problems, even if it's going to cost them some money. Your employer still has to find a way to accommodate you. Of course, there is a point beyond which the company doesn't have to go. If it's so extreme, yeah, maybe they don't have to go quite that far. But it's still, they're still expected to go quite far to accommodate you. And in many cases, and I've seen this time and time again, more times than I can count, company says, no, we can't do it. In fact, they can. They haven't met that obligation to accommodate. And if the company doesn't meet that obligation when they should, that's a human rights violation. That failure to accommodate is illegal. And it gives you the right to pursue a human rights claim, a constructive dismissal. But the probably the easiest way to resolve that is a letter from me. As soon as I say to the company, you said you can't accommodate, I beg to differ, you can. Well, guess how quickly they will change course in that situation. So get a doctor's note if you need accommodation. Get that doctor's note to say what kind of accommodation you need. And if your employer doesn't do that and you think that they should, you're probably right. Give me a call. We absolutely can resolve it.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left. So give Kevin another shot. Kevin, we got you this time, pal. How are you?
Good. You can hear me this time?
For now, yeah. Go ahead. What's going on with you?
Okay. I'm actually trying to help a colleague of mine. She's been with the company for about 15 years, under a new manager for the last 6 months. And just seems to be kind of targeted, very minor indiscretions, getting a write-up, copying, you know, senior management. And it just seems to be a lot of kind of a flurry of very minor indiscretions that have never really been an issue in the past. Just wondering, in a situation like that where it just seems to be kind of vexation, you know, I don't know if you call it harassment, what happens in situations like that where it's all of a sudden it just seems to be I can't do right.
Yeah.
And the manager seems to be almost like building a case.
Yeah,
and so it comes down to whether or not she is doing those things. In other words, if she's making small mistakes and in the past they let her get away with another not, well, unfortunately, that's kind of the way it is, and she needs to kind of deal with that issue. On the other hand, if they're targeting her, if they're making claims that are not legitimate, they're accusing her of saying things that are not true, etc., she needs to say that in writing. Send an email to HR or to this manager saying, here's why this is not correct. Here's how I feel, what I feel is happening. By doing that, she's protecting herself and her job. It's going to make it impossible for them to let her go for cause. She should not quit. And if she does feel that she's being harassed, she should talk to HR and file a harassment complaint. They have to take that seriously. If they don't, she has to call me.
And it's always, like you said, the most important thing there is write everything down, keep record of all this conversation, yeah?
Always in writing. That written record is your friend. It's what you need if there's ever a problem. You never want it to be a he said, she said type of a situation.
Thank you so much for your calls. Really appreciate you tuning in tonight. We're Lior and I are back at it tomorrow, just about 24 hours from now. So if you have any questions, write them down, keep them, and we'll adjourn till that point. But tomorrow, 6:30, tune in again. It'll be the Wednesday night edition of the Employment Law Show. Going forward, always reach out to Lior and his team, 1-855-821-5900, help@employmentlawyer.ca, and that website, pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your night.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.